Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
We're going to play Waffle this morning, and looking forward to this. And you can play along, of course, as you listen, you know, kind of driving down the road or sitting at your kitchen table or whatever, and come join us some morning. We love having different people on. We've got Ger Kennedy today. He's from Tipperary, and he's got four kids there. They're getting ready to head to school, but hang on a second. This is more important than school, isn't it? They're going to help Dad out before they go as well, and then go to school. Ger, how are you?
I'm very good, Ian. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
And you?
Great. Very good. Thank you. You're in Tipperary, yeah?
I'm in just outside Cashel in Tipperary.
Oh, lovely. Nice part of the world.
Ah, yeah. It's lovely. Yeah,
lovely. Ger, and you've got four kids there, and they, you know that it's a sporting team today, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully my sons and daughters can help me out there now.
All right, okay. Very good. Well, we'll see how you get on. Now, you just have to say the words, but they can shout as much as they want to you. You've only got 30 seconds, and I haven't revealed exactly what the topic is just yet, but are you ready to have a go?
I'm ready to have a go.
Okay, Ger, let's do this. I wish you the very best of luck. I'd love you to win this. I've got my fingers crossed for you. So come on, kids, let's do it.
Today's waffle topic is...
players in the Irish rugby squad not from Leinster.
Connor... Jack Crowley. Connor Murray. Matt Hansen. James Lowe. Bundy Aki.
One to go.
Peter O'Mahony.
Yeah! Yes, I'm delighted for you. That was really good. That was strategic. The whole family got involved there.
That was brilliant from Conor Owen, me and Abby there too.
Very good. Start. Well done, guys. That was brilliant. Ger, congratulations. Well done. €1,000 from Today FM, and that is on the way to you. Bundy Aki, Mac Hansen, Peter O'Mahony, Jack Crowley and Conor Murray. On the Irish. Go on, Ger. Thanks a million. Well done.
Great stuff. Thanks
Give
very much.
Give him a round of applause there, kids. Come on. Yay!
Yay!
We are asking you this question because I'll just get the petrol in the morning is one of the worst decisions you can make as an adult. You know when you say that? Oh yeah, no, I'll be grand. I'll just get it this morning. And then the next morning you're delayed and then your petrol is down to just about zero and there's a little flashing light going on and you decide that you'll just chance it and then maybe you run out of petrol. What else can we add to that list this morning? 087 4100 102. Bins is one of my house where I say, I'm too tired. It's too cold. I'm not going out tonight with them. I'll bring them out in the morning before I go. And then I forget and then I have to make phone calls and try and get them. Oh, God. That kind of thing. I'll just get the petrol in the morning, put the bins out, empty the dishwasher, all that kind of stuff. What else can we add to the list this morning? Is there something that you put on the long finger, so to speak? Let's go through a few of them. Robert, oh, good one. Robert, very good. The kids' lunches. When they're going to school the next day and you say, I do the lunches in the morning. And then you try and justify it in your brain. You say, because it'd be much fresher then rather than doing them now. You know yourself. And then you get up and say, oh God, I've got to make those bloody lunches. And then you forget to do that. And then one of your kids said, yeah, I'm going now to school. So just where's my lunch? Oh, for God's sake, I forgot about that. Anyway, Robert, thank you. I agree with you. Absolutely, 100%. Kids' lunches. Trish is on a voice note as well. Hello, Trish.
Morning, Ian. Trish here from Waterford. I'll iron my uniform in the morning.
I love that. And then it's all crumpled. But you wear it anyway. And they'll fall out. The creases will fall out. Thank you, Trish. Niall in Kildare was on there. It says, picking up the milk. Oh, we need milk, do we? I get it in the morning. Yeah, it'd be grand. Morning time with dry Weetabix. Not a good start. Oh, my God. Nothing worse, is there? Niall in Kildare, thank you very much, Niall. I think we've got, John is there as well, on a voice note. How are you, John? So, what can we add to the list? I'll just get the petrol in the morning. And, John?
Hey, you know, the one I love the most is you put that stuff in the dryer in the morning before you leave. I will, of course. Never happens. And then you see the phone call coming. You know you're a goose.
Oh, yeah, you're in big, big trouble. Thank you very much, John. Shawnee, you're like an elastic band there. Rare to go this morning.
Let me at it.
Tell me. Let me impart this news to everybody. So that's Holbeck the River, and it's James Bay on Today FM. How are you getting on?
I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
Great for Ger, wasn't it there? Ger Kennedy in Tipperary.
Great winner.
Sounded like a nice man, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And lovely children as well. They're heading off to school now.
With a €1,000 in the back pocket.
On the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super source of vitamin D and calcium.
But the show business must go on, eh?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg fights back.
Yeah.
What's he fighting about?
This is a good story.
Yeah.
So these days, it does feel like every movie...
They're all good stories.
Of course, they are.
Yesterday was fantastic.
Obviously. But every movie we hear at the moment, it seems to be a prequel, a sequel, a reboot.
Yeah.
And often it feels like the films are just being churned out.
And it's like
as if they run out
of ideas.
Yeah.
And they're just saying, oh, that's not another
and
bit,
you know,
bit
it'll
onto
make
that.
It'll make money, it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's nice to hear that Steven Spielberg fought tooth and nail to prevent a sequel to his iconic 1982 movie E.T. So he said he was under huge pressure from the studio to make one because E.T. had performed so well at the box office.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the highest grossing film of all time at that point in time. And he said he just did not want to do it. He said he couldn't think of the right follow-up to the original. He felt it would have tarnished the legacy and he had to fight really hard.
I remember what happened in the end of E.T. Well, I can start spoiler. You know, nowadays,
E.T.,
somebody hasn't seen it.
But, yeah, exactly. It's worth watching. Poor old E.T. He does go home in the end. But so anyway, Spielberg said it was a hard
just
fought.
Just giving it away there.
Listen, 1982, I think we're all right.
And were you able to do the E.T. impression?
E.T.
She's
home.
Doing the finger action as well, by the way, just in case.
It's very good, isn't it?
Excellent. It's like he's in the room.
Look at him.
And more Lady Gaga news today.
Yeah, I know we were talking about Lady Gaga yesterday and her potentially performing at the Grammys alongside Bruno Mars, but there's more news.
Yeah.
She's announced the details of her brand new album. So there was billboards unveiled in New York City yesterday, and from what we can gather, the album is going to be called Mayhem.
Mayhem.
It's going to be released on March the 7th, and she later confirmed the project will feature 14 tracks, and she will debut a new single and video in a commercial break halfway through the Grammys on Sunday.
Oh, very good.
So
there there you go. So Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Imelda May, I think. Did she have an album or she had a song?
Well, she had a song.
Yeah, Mayhem.
I mean,
you're doing them all today. You should be on Gift Grub Live, you know.
An Instagram page celebrating sticks has amassed, you're not hearing things. It has amassed a following of 2.9 million people.
Wow.
So thousands have submitted photos and clips of their exciting sticks. And the group, which is named Official Stick Reviews, features an array of people with their notable sticks, including a piece of wood that resembles something that kind of looks like a moose that's on a beach.
Right.
And do you know, like a scythe kind of stick, one that like a Grim Reaper would
hold.
One of them as well kind of looks like that. And another,
these are sticks that were formerly branches of trees.
Yes, okay. And they've weathered or whatever way they've kind of come to look like this.
Yeah.
Another stick that looks like a snake. So if you want to see interesting sticks, go on to Official Stick Reviews on Instagram.
Official Stick Reviews.
Yes,
I'm there. Thanks a million.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today.